SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran says the Strait of Hormuz is fully open to commercial vessels. But President Trump says the American blockade on Iranian ships and ports will stay in force until Tehran reaches a deal with the U.S., including on its nuclear program. U.N. spokesman Stephane Dujarric says Secretary General Antonio Guterres hopes the Strait of Hormuz's reopening will help lead to a deal ending the Iran war.
Direction. The United Nations position remains clear. We need the full restoration of international navigational rights and freedoms in the Strait of Hormuz to be respected by all parties.
Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi posted on X that ships will use routes designated by the Islamic Republic in coordination with Iranian authorities, suggesting Iran planned to retain some level of control over the channel. It was not clear if vessels would have to pay tolls. A group of House Republicans rejected President Trump's request to renew a controversial surveillance program without revisions to the law. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president wanted a clean 18-month extension of FISA, which U.S. spy agencies use to collect and analyze communications, without a warrant. Several Republicans pushed for greater protections for Americans and voted down the measure. They also rejected a middle-of-the-night compromise from the House Speaker, which some GOP lawmakers said wasn't strong enough. In the end, the House approved a temporary 2-week renewal of FISA. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 868 points. The Nasdaq rose 365. The S&P advanced 84. This is SRN News. A new report from the Pew Research Center is good news for Christian broadcasters.
98% of U.S. adults live within the range of at least one religious station, making religious programming some of the most accessible programming across the country, and that nearly one in four radio stations, about 25%, are dedicated to religious programming.
Troy Miller is president of the National Religious Broadcasters. He tells SRN News the Pew study indicates that Christian radio has a bright future. A Gallup poll says America's falling away from religious faith might be about to end. Gallup senior scientist Frank Newport says one of the dominant trends we've observed in recent years has been a decline in religiosity among Americans. But now in young people, we're seeing that decline beginning to stop. Newport believes the figures are showing that's pretty significant. This is SRN News. Oil prices go down and stocks go way up.
Oil prices dropped back to where they were in the early days of the Iran war, and stocks raced to another record on Wall Street. The S&P 500 jumped 1.2% Friday. That came after Iran said the Strait of Hormuz is open again for tankers carrying crude out of the Persian Gulf. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 868 points. That's about 1.8%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.5%. Brent crude fell 9% to settle at a little over $90 a barrel. Brent was trading at about $70 a barrel before the war started. Seth Suto, New York.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's office has threatened to cut state funding to Houston, Dallas, and Austin if they don't change policies that limit police cooperation with federal immigration authorities. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.